Doc, it's amazing how this planet has natural supplements available for the body.
Yeah, well, it's weird. You hit the nail on the head there. Now, up until late 1880s, human beings were living longer and longer and longer. Every decade, they lived longer. Vaccines came out in the 1700s and 1800s. They, you know, were controlling infectious diseases. And then suddenly, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge, it all ended. Over the next 10 years, 40 or 50 new diseases, which doctors call genetic diseases, occurred, and suddenly now we're all dying at a greater rate, okay? We're dying younger and younger and younger. And why is that? Well, that's because that is the moment, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City, Thomas Edison and his technician, Jonathan Leibs, pulled the switch in the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10 years, we had all these other diseases, and people have lost 20, 30, 40, 50 years off their life. So how'd that happen? What happened? Well, when we went to electricity, we weren't using wood stoves anymore, and there was no more wood ashes to put in the gardens.
As fertilizer.
Now, as fertilizer, because wood ashes are minerals. The tree sucks up the minerals out of the soil. You burn the wood, and the wood ashes we took out of the stove and put in the gardens and put in the bread dough and in your cereal in the morning. The wood ashes were really minerals that the tree had sucked up out of the ground. Well, when we went to electricity, no more wood ashes, no more minerals, and they didn't replace the minerals that they gave up when they went to electricity.
Aha. Uh-huh.